Keeping It Real with Nairi, Fiona, and Greg. We are at the Ponderosa this time because it was a little too loud to do any recording and chaotic. But we'll get to that after we introduce our beverages because we need... Fiona needs some recovery beverages tonight.
Oh, my God.
Recovery juice.
Old recovery juice.
All right. Well, I'm drinking Madrí Excepcional. It's a Spanish one. It's the first time I had it. I got it last week, and we didn't really get to do it. Doesn't really say much on it. It's El Alama de Madrid from Madrid, Spain. It's a nice light, more of a summer beer, but I will drink it anytime.
It's getting nicer, so.
It's nice. It's felt like summer a couple days here, so.
Yeah, the sun was out today. One. That counts.
Yeah, that's right. But no, it's a good one. I like it.
I kind of thought you would have gone for like the Kilkenny or the Guinness.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what?
Because it's that time of year.
I don't feel like it.
And it is St. Patrick's Day.
I had them a lot. You know, that's the problem is I have them a lot during the rest of the season. It's like, yeah, I try
it's
something
It's not
different.
Special on a day like today.
No.
Fiona and I have a California Red. It's called Liberty School Cabernet Sauvignon. And it's got fine print. Man, I've got to take my glasses off to read this shit.
Yeah, you laugh and I have to.
I know. That's all right. It's a fruit-flavored wine that showcases a classic varietal flavors of dark cherry, blackberry, blackcurrant, layered with notes of toasted oak and soft velvety tannins. It is actually for a fruity kind of medium, it's very smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
That's what I look for in the labels all the time. Full-bodied and smooth.
Yeah, so it is a California and 14.5% alcohol. So that should help the sore muscles, Fiona.
That was in the vintages area. Yeah, wasn't too bad.
I don't go more than like 22, 23 bucks.
Never have.
25 if I'm like, ooh, feeling special.
Yeah.
Some of the J-Lore ones are up there, but they're really nice. So, last night was the final of three CrossFit Open workouts. Greg.
Wahoo.
I've done two, yeah.
No.
That's not what you're saying, yeah.
Greg,
yeah.
What
first
did you
two
think?
Were crappy. This one was like, ooh,
oh boy.
Exceptional.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mared.
Yeah.
As they say.
I said that's, when I say Saturday or Friday morning, I said, I'm going to go for some Scottish soup. And Greg's looking at me like, what? What's that? I said, seriously, Scottish soup? It's whiskey.
Yeah.
I'm going to start drinking.
I didn't know. Scottish soup. I'm
Scottish
like, what
soup.
Are you talking about?
Scottish soup.
You need to say whiskey. It's Scottish soup.
Yeah.
Here I'm thinking haggis soup or something. No, yeah. Whiskey.
Like, geez. Mulligatawny soup.
Mulligatawny.
Or
yep.
That's Indian though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
But there's Indians in Scotland.
Okay. Scotland.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of more attached to Scotland, but.
It might be,
whatever.
But you know. But anyways. So. Of the three workouts, Fiona, I could guarantee I know which one was your favorite.
Wow. Let's see. Which one didn't hurt like a son of a bitch?
Oh, that'd be none because the first two hurt like.
Yeah, you know what, though? The first one, I didn't feel all that bad considering it was the burpees.
See, I had a problem with that one.
I didn't feel
the burpees
until the Monday workout.
See, it was my whole upper body. My whole upper body, like from the snatches, were bad on that one. Yeah, I felt that one.
But then you also did the RX weight where I scaled.
Yeah.
Which was the smartest move I could have made because.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm the sharpest tool in the shed, but I figured I could do that.
But last night's, wow, like felt it right away.
Yeah.
From the thrusters. Like the thrusters were the best part. I like them over and above all the other body weight.
It's got your
elements.
Favorite thing. It's a barbell.
Yeah. Yeah. But, oh boy, paying for it.
We looked at that. It came out, it was leaked, you know. So we were on a business call with our business mentor. And he's like, yeah, I see that
it's been leaked.
And I said, I haven't looked at it yet. I don't know what it is. And so we get to the gym and I pull up the announcement. I'm like, oh, man,
God.
It's Fran jumping, chest bar pull-ups and then muscle-ups in the second round.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at this thinking, what in the hell
this
are we going to do?
This is a logistics nightmare.
Oh, boy.
Like, yeah. Because everybody, well, I mean, to RX that sucker, you have to do chest bar pull-ups, right? Right off the bat.
That's okay, maybe so that's, four people in the gym
exactly.
that can do those.
So, yeah. So that's it.
And then the weight was heavy because it went from 65 to 95 for the ladies and 95 to 135 for the guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which I could RX that one, but the second half, the second five rounds, like I could do two reps at 135. That's fresh. I'm not knowing what I could do after, you know, 50 reps of 95 pounds when, you know, Fran is only 45 and I'm crushed after that one in 3.5 minutes.
And it's just normal pull-ups.
And it's just normal pull-ups, chest to bar pull-ups. are a lot harder. And then trying to do muscle ups after that. It's like, yeah, that was an equalizer for everybody. I mean, it's meant to humble people. Like, this is it. If you don't have the skills to do that, then that's what's going to happen. You're scaling this puppy right back to day one. Like,
mm-hmm. I think people were surprised at how challenging jumping chest to bar pull-ups were.
Oh, man.
And I tell this to people because they always like, how do I get a pull-up? Oh, I want a band.
You got to pull.
You've got to pull. And so the jumping pull-up, especially when you're jumping to your chest, forces you to use your back muscles, which is going to develop the strength to make
but
you get
the problem is that people, when they say jumping pull-up, they think it's a jump, right? Jump to the bar. It's not a jump to the bar.
It's
you're still
pull
pulling
to the bar.
Mm-hmm. The jump's starting you, and then you're pulling the rest of the way to the bar. And that's it's like, oh.
And so I say, like the progression from a jumping pull-up to a standard pull-up where you're not jumping is to to increase that distance that you jump. So as you get more powerful, as your strength increases, then you say instead of 6 inches from the bar, you're 7 inches or 8 inches or whatever. Like somebody's going to go to the bathroom. Oh, no, she's going to hang out with dad. So you increase that distance that you need to go to the bar, and then eventually then you become able to do a pull-up.
Yeah, you can get that
so pull-up. So the band just I think to me the band just teaches you how to bounce off a band.
Yeah, it's
okay. It's we have a laugh track here.
It's like a circus, you know.
Yeah, it's like Cirque du Soleil called. No, they're not hiring you. Don't worry. Yeah. So I know like there was a lot of people. Like, you struggled with getting your chest to the bar. Yolanda was struggling.
Yeah, but she got it. And she said right off the bat, I can't do that. And I said, yes, you can. I said, you just got to focus and do it and jump, right?
So
jump
many people, Jeanette, Jean, so many people were struggling with that chest to bar.
Although I feel really bad because I think people saw the size of the box that I had. But I'm like super fun size. I couldn't even.
And that's it. And plus, you have the leg issue too, right? Yeah. And I knew that. So let's build the box up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, for that. So.
But yeah, it's so interesting to see the varying degrees where people are just jumping off of a couple.
Yeah. For that 6 inches
plates,
above their head, right?
And others needing the box.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you do jumping pull-ups correctly.
They're hard. They're not meant
to
be easy. Like, they're supposed to get you closer to doing a pull-up. So. Pull.
Yeah.
That really burns. It's
not a jump up.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Yeah. So. That was a leg burner on top of the thrusters.
Future workouts with pull-ups, we're going to have jumping chest to bar pull-ups. Because then, guess what? You're going to get a pull-up.
Yeah. If you can get your chest to it, you can get your chins over it.
Yeah.
So that's
going to hang eventually. I remember when we did Fran at our first CrossFit level one, because that's what they did. And I had to, because I couldn't do a pull-up
then.
You couldn't
do a pull-up then.
But I had to do jumping pull-ups. And oh my goodness, like I feel like, you know, like you said you went to try and put a deodorant today and you couldn't lift your arm over your head. Yeah. Like, like it hurts to put deodorant on.
But there's a point. You couldn't do pull-ups.
I couldn't do pull-ups.
And you worked on doing jumping pull-ups for how long? And then,
I can't remember.
Then you got pull-ups and then you got your, because you did strict and then went to the kipping.
Yeah.
Right? So, and that's the thing. If you go from jumping to a strict pull-up, you can get three strict pull-ups, then we're going to move you to get to the kipping pull-up. Then you can do them like Tony did last night, right?
Yeah.
And the girls and Dana and Nicole can do those.
Tony just looks like it's ballet anytime she does any of that stuff. It's like...
Well, and she was smart. She scaled it too because then she could get... She actually finished that whole workout because she got into the chest to bar pull-ups in the second round.
It's knowing your limitations too. Yeah. Like I said, I'd scale this one for me. I'd scale it. You know, it doesn't bother me that, I want to get, for the competitions, super points and everything like that. Still, you know, it's the quality of the movement. There was a lot of movement and people were getting mad at me because I was no repping a lot of people for things, right? I said, that's why. I said, it's the quality of the movement across the board. Everybody needs that, right? So that's why we have to no rep as it's going, right? Mm-hmm. So if you just let it go, now all of a sudden this person's technique breaks down this person and nobody calls it. And it's just a total shit show. As we're going through that workout.
I think people are afraid to, I know Val says, I don't want to be mean.
Problems.
Like you're not causing problems.
No,
this is
it's
the whole
helping
point.
The person,
this is,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
And if the person that's doing the workout's getting mad because you're calling them on it, they need to readjust themselves in the head. Okay. Because they're helping you. Okay. They're making your technique better. Like I always say, don't let my eyes get used to your shitty technique. And people, they'll say it back to me all the time. We know. No, you don't know if you're doing crappy technique.
I think people also consider the fact that these are especially challenging more so than the average workout.
Let's try to be like, that's why they have to have, if we're going to judge for the a CrossFit Open for somebody to go in and do it, they have to be, you know, I have to validate those scores. I have to judge them. And they're getting dinged on every bad technique that they do. Okay. Like, you know, people wanted to do muscle ups. I said, okay, well, you can't chicken wing it. Oh, I said, yeah, because as soon as that forearm touches the, it's a no rep. So if you can't get to that, because the muscle up isn't a pull, it's a push, right? Because it's, you're pushing down on that bar and driving yourself up over top of the bar. Everybody thinks it's a pull. They do a pull up and then drive up. Well, that's what happens. They get here and then they get, and then the arms come up and they don't pull. It's not, it's a push. You swing through it and then you push down on your lats, push down on that bar and then drive yourself up. So I have to no rep you. Well, that's no good. Well, that's how it is. Like, that's the quality of that technique that needs to be done. And here it is on, right?
The booklet that we get. Yep.
It's all here.
I'm like, what has to be done? Dana was so close, but her left wrist just slipped.
Yeah.
Because she was up there, and then she's like, ah, and she felt it. Because Nicole's like, you've got 1 minute. You can get this. Like,
yeah, poor girl ripped her hands.
And she ripped her hands on the pull-ups, too. And
palm. Like, the last two reps, I think it was, she ripped her palms.
Yeah, I mean, if she just had maybe a couple more minutes to regroup, she could have gotten one. But I mean, that was like, and she knew it, too. She said, I haven't done them in a while. And you know, but she got one. She warmed one up.
She got one. Yeah.
And she got one. Good. But then, like, by the time you've done 50 thrusters, and that's the
thing, right? You've done
50 chested bar pull ups, and they were bang on. They were gorgeous.
And now all of a sudden, you just run up another 30 pounds on the thruster, and then you got to do seven, and then you got to hit a muscle up.
And the fact that both those girls finished that first round of thrusters at 95 pounds is so impressive. So, I mean, kudos to them for going there, because that was a lot of weight.
Yeah.
So I went through, because everybody's like, oh, everybody on all those message groups complained about this workout. And I said, like, I thought, well, this is how it works, because in 2018, the first workout had toes to bar.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yes, I was going through some old workouts and seeing what first moves were. You know, and then dumbbell squats and bar facing burpees. Well, that was the second workout for 2018. But if you couldn't do the
that came up on my memories.
Yeah.
Yeah. I laughed because too bad I didn't have a picture of you doing the jumping pull up, because on my memories there was a picture of you doing a jumping pull up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
From 2018.
That was 2018, I think it was, because it came up on mine too.
I thought, and I was going through it to see, like, compare from then to now, and I was like, well, shit, we're still doing the same thing, which is pretty cool. Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, people have to don't be afraid to no rep, because like you said, it's making somebody better. But
then I think that's where being a coach and knowing what to look for is good, you're working out with these people out all the time, and you're thinking, you're giving them credit just for actually doing the workout.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're like, oh, that was close. Okay.
I know. Like, we're just such a huggy, lovey, good times gym, which
is
fine.
You gotta throw that to the side, I know, and I feel like an asshole when I'm walking around. And no, it's not a good rep. We got to do that again. Because I nailed a bunch of people last night. But I told him, I said, you got to get that chest to the bar. Like, if you're not making contact with it, then it doesn't count. Like, because that's
Tony
straight across.
Felt really bad no repping Nima, and I'm like, she always reminds me how I no repped her for doing that's, for that's them. It, like, right? Sorry.
Yeah, but it's good, right? They know.
I mean, like, in that format, I don't think nobody's going to be like, oh, no repped every single.
No, no. And if somebody's, if you're getting every rep no rep, if you're getting every one of your reps no repped, then there's an issue, right?
You've got a weakness.
Maybe you've got a weakness that you have to work on. We got to adjust that weight, or we got to do something else. Like, there was nobody that got every rep, you know, after I fixed it, then it would go on, right? Like, the person would fix that. But yeah, so if you're getting every one of your reps, you know, called off, then there's an issue, right? That's technique before load, right? The load's too much, or that skill's just not in your wheelhouse yet.
Last night was loud, though.
Oh, it was loud.
But you know what was cool? So you had, like, because we've got the way the pull-up bars are stationed, so we've got the rig against the wall, then we've got that one in the middle. So you've had all those people turning around, like, okay, what's going on this side of the gym? And then they're turning around, what's going on that side of the gym? And you just heard, come, especially when they were getting into the second round, if you got into the heavier thruster, and come on, you can do it.
And there was a lot of cheering.
It's too bad, because I don't know if Chris can filter in some of that sound from yesterday. Yeah, we couldn't even get around to talk to people.
I was trying to, like, my hair was going gray by the minute. I was trying to get everybody
grayer than it already is now.
Yeah.
I didn't
think that was possible. No, it was possible.
Yeah. Your dad's going to be like, what happened to your hair?
Yeah. Wow. Greg went white overnight.
So now, is that the last of the points now, or is
Wednesday?
No, so
Wednesday counts as points. So that's going to change next year.
I'm going to start with the points workout, so we're at least
The same week that the open one comes out, we're going to start the points on that week, that first week. So it'll end on the same, right? Last workout week. So,
Which would make it probably easier for you guys to do your
calculations. Then that stuff's all straightened out.
Yeah, and then I beta tested adding up the reps from the Friday night workout to the score to see if it makes a difference. And I think next year might make people work harder.
I think
they didn't work hard enough. So it did make a difference in the overall standings. This, you know, where it sits is where it stays. But it was just kind of like, and this last one was hard because, like, if you time capped and you got everything,
you got 170 reps.
Or if you finish the workout, you got 170 reps. But a lot of people are like 107.
Yeah.
107 was sort of like the common number. So,
but, you know, that's what the team gets for points, right?
Yeah.
That's what you gave your team. So that might be the way we go next year instead of the.
We'll still add individual points.
Yep.
Individual points and then the top.
Placing, yeah. And then the top three, five. We're going to go top five. Top five. Top five next year, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I wanted to beta test it this year so to see how it worked out. Because, like, this workout was weird because you had a time score. And then you had the total reps. So if you finish the workout, like Tony finished the whole thing, so she had a time score. So she had because she was the only one who finished that workout of the scaled people, she also got the bonus points for being number one.
Yeah.
So it worked out. Like I thought, that was my hour and a half this morning.
We were mulling that one around in our heads there this morning. So.
But yeah, so it did work. So I just wanted to beta test it to see if it did work out, but. Yeah, I mean, it was a good, like, 40 people in the gym.
Yeah, and that's why we think four teams next year, maybe even five, depending. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had 70. We got, you know, a whole lot of members now.
A lot of them weren't even doing it, so.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. If we have 50 to 60 members doing it next year, then we're going to go four or five.
We're going to lose our minds.
Yeah.
So would you even consider, say, for next year, like, I know the coaches that you have wanting to participate, would you ever consider them just being judges? To make the call the same.
It's hard. Everybody. I don't want to limit them from not doing
it. Because they enjoy it.
They enjoy being part of it. And I get it. Like back in the old days when we used to do it, like it was the same, you know. So I don't want to take that away from them.
Yeah.
But I think we'll have them do more helping us with setting up the day during that workout. If they're not in the heat, then they're going to help do that.
Yeah,
so
I just think we didn't anticipate. We had 40 people in the gym.
Yeah.
And we just didn't think that we would have.
Well, and I was thinking, you go by last year, we had 21, right?
Yeah, we just.
So 21
was
40
the max this year? Like
44. We had 44 people
44 signed up for it.
Yeah, but 40 people there last night.
I was trying to think about the first one.
First one we had 35.
So this
and then we was had
32 the last, 32, and then we had 40.
The most people was last night.
Yeah. Last night.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it went. For as much of a headache as that workout was, it went really well.
Yeah, I'm surprised nobody got hurt or anything. Like, just from people walking in the shit and not looking where they're going. And nobody's going to be wearing a helmet and dribbling when they smile on Monday. So that's good. So.
I got 3 pages of notes. So I even got a text from from Teresa. Val's going to need a helmet. And I said, how about some mouth guards for people? And sure enough, I think Val kind of
hit her chin.
Because I saw her look at who was counting for her. I guess she's like, I hit my chin.
Yeah.
Like, oh my goodness, Val. So
I think I did too, actually.
Yeah.
So
I did it on the one on Monday with the sumo deadlift high pulls. I popped myself in the chin a couple times.
I've done that too.
What do you do?
So next Friday is just the workout for fun. It's going to be 20 minutes max. Everybody's going to work out at the same time with your team. I don't know. I'm mulling around some ideas.
We're putting it together. We got some ideas.
I'll have my Dave Castro moment where I can reveal the workout. Because unlike CrossFit where there was a leak, I will say nothing because I can keep my mouth shut. So, and then it'll be fun. And then it'll be beer. And Nicole's bringing more stuff. Because we had birthdays on. We had Char and Yolanda's and Nima's birthday.
Nima's birthday was yesterday too. Yolanda's is today.
Nima's was yesterday, I think.
Yep.
Nima's was somewhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was a lot of March babies. So,
wow.
It was good. I mean, I'm glad that people liked what I got them for their birthday.
24.3.
I don't ever want to see that combination again.
No, it'll never be on the board.
Thank you.
We will never. Let's try. I would like, 24.2. That's a good do-over, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But 24.1 and 24.3, I think we just but there's
been
away.
I looked through the archives. There's been a lot of Fran variations over
oh,
the
I know
years,
there has.
So.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I know we've done it a couple ones like that a couple times in the open when we did the open.
There's yeah, a Fran, well.
There's kind of stinky ones.
I think that's been blocked out of my memory for good reason. Yeah. So it was a good night. I'm glad everybody's had fun and the feedback's been really good. So
yep.
No, that's what it is. We just do it for fun.
Us. Yeah, it was the biggest year for us. And that's it. And you just kind of, we just want to make it better each year.
Everybody so has fun. Everybody has won fun. Good stuff. We got a lot of rogue stuff yep. to give away. We did that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we can get different next year. You know, we'll switch to the other competition again faster. Maybe.
They're not around anymore.
Yeah, they are.
Are they?
Yep. I get the newsletter all the time. Yep. They're making stuff again.
Okay.
We'll see.
Everybody needs a skipping rope.
I know. Skipping rope's a thing. Even though they don't think they need a skipping rope,
I know. Everybody's like, you need a skipping rope. So like,
this
oh,
is one way for you to get off your ass and get a skipping rope. Is one at the open.
Yeah. Next year, everybody's winning a skipping rope. All right.
You get a skipping rope. You get a skipping rope.
Crazy. Oprah Winfrey. The skipping rope. Skipping rope.
Yeah. That's right.
They're really good. Okay. So 24.3 is done. We don't want to talk about it ever again, but. If it comes up, we'll do it. So
I'm not doing it.
Gary's not doing it. If you want to say, screw this shit. Nope. I'm going to the foundations version. That looked way nicer. Piss on this shit.
Flush the toilet on that one. Which I've been doing all day.
Okay. Nobody.
No one needs to know that.
Greg stressed himself out a lot.
Yeah. I had some belly issues. Yeah.
All right. On that note, we're going to drink. We're going to eat some chicken chili. And we'll
oh, yeah. The day that I got a belly issue, missed chicken chili. Yeah.
Well, you could have vetoed that. But.
No, I'm fine with it. I'm just, you might not be fine with it later.
Yeah, sleep saying. On the couch.
Yep.
All right.
My plastic underwear.
Whoa. 30 seconds too late.
Underwear. What the hell?
Got the blowout guard.
Oh, yeah.
Are you done?
Yeah. We are so done. Thank you, Sabrina. That is it. That is another episode. Keeping it real. Really real. Fiona.